Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Sam Kennedy earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hit the rewind feature, listen to Sam, any of our Patriots Monday, Friday interviews, our interview upcoming with Rob Bradford, who normally joins us at this time. We're going to talk to him at 12:30 here
all
today.
Right.
You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and tune in apps. Sam Kennedy says they're not going to take any victory laps, quote unquote, yet.
Ooh, that means there's one coming.
That was my perhaps I'm reading too much into that, but the implication to me is
yeah, there's going to be one, and it's going to be amazing.
So is that his way of saying, you know, if we win a World Series, we'll take a victory lap? Is that his way of saying when we officially clinch, we'll take a victory lap? Do they have a victory lap in mind? Because I have one.
I do too. I think baseball, we see it all the time. You clinch, you get a party. You win the wild card, you get a party. You win the division series, you get a party. You win the ALCS, you get a party. You win the World Series, you get an even bigger party. There's a chance for five parties, parades, champagne baths, kind of thing. People, they get excited, and then it's always a debate every year. Oh, they should wait till the end. It's like, who cares? They have a good time. They get to put the goggles on. They get to squirt champagne on each other. That's fine. So I think maybe that's what he meant, being like, let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. I know the magic number is only one, but crazy things happen all the time. So we can't puff our chest out and be like, we made the right move if we miss the playoffs. But I think there's a lot of numbers and there's a lot of like what the team has done record-wise, run scoring-wise, this, that, and the other thing. This is the most simple thing you need to know. At the time of the trade, the Red Sox were not a playoff team. Talking about the Devers trade. At the time of the trade, the Red Sox were out of the playoffs. They are now in the playoffs. Also at the time of the trade, the Giants were in the playoffs. They have now been eliminated from the playoffs.
Last night.
They're out.
With a win. They cannot make the playoffs.
They cannot make
one more loss. They can't even have a winning season.
He made them worse.
Well, look, here's what I would say about it. Because we get texts like this all the time. And I see it all the time in the YouTube chat. Subscribe to WEEI on YouTube. Great spot to watch and chat there. Always
subscribe
a healthy
to the
chat.
Dork Podcast while you're there.
Oh, yeah, get
you're
in
already
there.
On YouTube. You might as well jump on over to at Dork Podcast, too.
One click, two clicks.
Yeah, it's great.
Easy. You're done. Bam.
It's free.
Make sure you subscribe to
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you. So, text line, we get this all the time. Let's answer it quickly, Keith, with a yes or a no.
Okay.
Guys, in all seriousness, do you think the Red Sox would not be better with Devers at DH?
I think they're better off without him.
No. I don't think they'd be better with Rafael Devers. So we all answer no, including Rafi himself. Outside of what you think, okay? And I've been keeping a master Rafael Devers file ever since the trade for this reason.
Sick brag, bro.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot
of time out of my day every single day. And we do this every day in Grab Bag as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not to spoil it.
All right.
This is a fact. The Red Sox have won more games without Devers than they did with him. They were one game over 500 with him. They are 15 games over 500 without him. The Giants were 10 games over 500 without him. They're 13 games under with him. So the Giants are worse, fact, with Devers. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox are better, fact, without Devers. You can say Devers would make them better. That's an opinion.
Because
what we know is they're better without him and have been better without him. They score more runs without him than they did with him. The Giants score fewer runs with him than they did without him. He's hitting .234 with an OPS under 800 in San Fran. He does have 19 homers and 49 RBIs, so that's not nothing. But these are all facts. This is all what happened. This is not guesswork. This is not an opinion. And, oh, by the way, if you're like, well, the team, once Anthony got here, the team turned it around and they would have done the same with Devers. They've sucked the last 3 years with Devers here. 78-84, 78-84, 81-81. So, I mean, Devers was not a difference maker for going on a fourth year while he was here.
Right.
They should take a victory lap on Breslow should be out. You know,
no, but there's something
next week, they should let Craig Breslow
take his
victory lap. They deserve it. They won this unquestionable without even getting anything in return.
Yeah.
They made the right decision. They made the playoffs because they traded Rafael Devers. The facts are right there in front of you if you care to look at it.
No,
because
there is something to be said about just like the turd in the punch bowl.
100%.
Right? Like, it's not just because I know there's a lot of people that are like, well, he's 30 home runs. You need 30 home runs.
Plug those numbers in.
Right. Like yeah. That's all it is. I don't know if it works that way. No, and also, people didn't kick a fit when they got rid of other 30 home run guys. Hunter Renfro, Tyler O'Neill, Adam Duvall, they're all 30 home run guys.
Yeah.
But people made a big deal out of Devers. He was definitely overrated. I'm going to go back to when they signed him. They needed to sign him. I'm not anti them signing him at the time that they did, but it ended up being a mistake, and they were able to get out from under it. I'm still upset that they weren't able to get more back. They literally should. They basically just cut him, like, for what you got in return. But the stance that they'd be better with him, I don't get, because there's been enough of a sample size here that they're better without him. Preseason, it was all everybody was willing to do whatever it took to win except for him. Seydon Rafaela plays center field, second base in the same game. Alex Bregman showed up, said he would play second base. You have other guys moving all around the field. Even Trevor Story's first year here didn't even play shortstop. Marcelo Meyer played like four different positions. Kristen Campbell's taking grounders everywhere. Roman Anthony's played both corner outfield spots. They're all willing to do whatever. This guy won't do it. Highest paid guy on the team won't do it.
Yeah.
There is like a trickle-down effect to that.
Trust me, I'm a huge talent guy. I am. But they're more talented maybe with Devers. I'll grant you that. They're not better.
Yeah.
And you can play this out with a million. Who's
they're just being stubborn.
Who's more talented, Nomar or Doug Mankiewicz?
Nomar was certainly much more talented.
Okay, sometimes you have to subtract the turd in the punch bowl
right. And
make a move for the betterment of the team. Who's more talented, Pop Douglas or Efton Chisholm?
Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas.
Why do we all want Pop Douglas out of there?
Yeah, no, I'm like, hold on a second.
I mean, Ramondre Stevenson's another example of this, and it's not even like turd in the punch bowl. Sometimes the team needs a message sent to them.
Yeah, like Kyrie Irving. Like
Kyrie Irving's a great one. Subtracting Randy Moss off the Patriots in 2010. They are less talented without Devers. I'll grant you that. Devers has a ton of talent.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
But
he doesn't get it, and the team needed him out of there. Everything clicked once he left. Everything.
But also, it made Cora's job easier. Like, Cora couldn't figure out a way to get Devers to be a team player, and so they moved on from him. And for everybody that was just like, well, if they just had Roman Anthony up at the same time, there's no guarantee Roman Anthony's able to have the kind of impact that he had if Devers was still here clogging up DH, because now what do you do with your outfield? When everybody's healthy, you got Duran, you got Willie Abreu, you got Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer at that point was still healthy. You also had the guys that had to play against lefties like Romy and Ref Snyder. So like, how do you jumble that? Does Roman Anthony ever even become the player that he is if Rafael Devers is still here clogging up a spot? My answer is no. No, the answer is clearly no.
So, and again, we can all have our opinions on whether or not they'd be even better if Devers were here. All I know is since he left, they're a better team. And all I know is since he got to the Giants, they're worse. Red Sox are going to the playoffs. He's not. Maybe that's just a big, giant coincidence, or maybe the answer is right in front of you.
I don't know.
617-779-7937.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny is in Brooklyn waiting patiently on this very topic. Go ahead, Johnny.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I will be the dissenting voice here. I'm not on the team, and I was not in the clubhouse, so I will concede that. But on Devers' last day with the Red Sox, they completed an 8-for-11 win streak. He hit a game-winning home run against the Yankees and said to the media that the problems were behind them. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were.
Yeah, he probably knew he was getting traded.
If he were on the team now, maybe he did. Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't there. If he were on the team now, we're talking in facts, he would lead the team in home runs. He would lead the team in RBIs. I'm not against them trading him. I wasn't against it. I was against them getting nothing in return. So I think that our offense is probably going to be a player short here on this run. As far as a victory lap goes, they can have a victory lap if they win the World Series. And I don't think that's going to happen,
wow,
although it would be great if it did.
But that's crazy. Hang on, Johnny. The second they traded Devers, people were like, they're going to be worse. They're not. People mocked Craig Breslow for saying they'd be better without him. They're 15 games over 500 without him. They're going to make the playoffs, and now the bar is they have to win the World Series.
But also, when they had him, and when you were riding high after the Yankees sweep, were you saying they're going to win the World Series then?
Please.
No. That was before the Roman Anthony. That was before the
Roman Anthony wouldn't have been the same. Roman Anthony wouldn't have been the same. He probably wouldn't have played as much.
Fine. Would Giolito and Bayo and would they not have been the same? Because I think the reason why this team has had such a great season is because they had three great starters.
Then you just answered it. Then it's not about Devers at all. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Then it's about their pitching, and it's not about Devers. And they're winning games, and they're doing it because of their pitching, and they don't need Devers. Fine. Then you just answered your own question. I hope Justin in D.C.
Hold on. They haven't clinched yet.
I hope he's waiting until they officially clinch. Okay. I hope that's what Justin in D.C. is waiting for.
You might be right.
Because he just said the other day all of our takes are wrong, including Devers.
A lot of them are.
Then we mousetrap.
We have
a lot of wrong takes. Yeah, yeah. I never hide from that. The callers all hide from their wrong takes.
That's true.
But I never hide from a wrong take. I was wrong about Crochet breaking down at the end of the year. I hope Justin in D.C. is just waiting for them to officially clinch
before he calls in
because literally earlier this week he said all our takes are wrong, including Devers, and we mousetrapped him and said if they make the playoffs,
right,
no more moving the goalposts, if they make the playoffs, they were right to trade Devers, and he bent the knee on that. Mm-hmm. So I hope he's waiting until it becomes official. So now they have to win the World Series, Keith.
That is
to
aggressive.
Win the Devers trade.
That's aggressive. They were at no point the World Series favorite at any point. People thought they were going to fall apart.
Three of us had them in the World Series.
Correct.
We were very high on the show. I had them losing in the ALCS, so we were excited about them. But they weren't the favorite by any stretch.
Okay. Look, a victory lap for making the playoffs is so lame. That's fine.
Making the playoffs after missing for the last 3 years?
Well, and also, just rewind to where you were when they made the Devers trade. And I remember exactly where we were, Keith. We're like, they're going to be better.
I was playing 3-on-3 hoops, Bragg. I won a tournament.
I remember exactly what we said when we came in. They're going to be better without him.
I overheard a guy outside say that they traded Devers, and I assume he got like Eric shunned. I was like, there's no way.
There were people who said they're not going to watch the team. A former coworker of ours said they're never going to watch the team again.
I feel like you're missing some good games.
So
you might want to get back in.
Let me tell you. There are a lot of people who said they won't be better. They laughed at Breslow for their better. And if you think taking a victory lap on making the playoffs is lame, fine. Maybe it is.
Why? It's a long season. You can't celebrate making the playoffs.
Fine. But just I hope you said they were making the playoffs without Devers when they traded him.
Mm.
Then you'd be consistent. Mm-hmm. If you thought they were going to fall apart without him, you were wrong. And we can victory lap for making the playoffs because that's the line to me. Did they make the playoffs without Devers or did they not? They're going to get in, I think.
Yeah,
magic number is one. And so when they do, they officially can spike the football. Uh-huh. They won the trade. Because Devers isn't going to be doing anything in the postseason again. He's going to miss the playoffs again is what he's going to do. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. Let's get to the Celtics as well. Do we have a return date for Jason Tatum?
Oh, my God.
Can we put one on the calendar?
Maybe.
We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.